This is Matt, the founder of Paraexplorer Project, and thanks for visiting. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with museum manager Victor Santana. Victor is probably the house's most recognizable mortal face due to his many media appearances presenting the Whaley legend and his daily presence at the museum. Join us as we chat about all things Whaley, and Victor surprises us with a little paranormal evidence of his own.
It's a great day here in San Diego, and I'm sitting in a gondola in the backyard of the Whaley House. I see some school children that are visiting on a field trip passing by. I've got Victor Santana sitting next to me. He's probably the most well-known mortal face of the Whaley House, where he's been featured on many TV shows and radio interviews. I'm going to sit down with him for a couple minutes and have him discuss the Whaley House, a little bit of its history, his personal experiences here within the house, and maybe give us a little insight as to why the Whaley House might be so infamously haunted. So Victor, why don't you tell us a little of your history, your personal history with the Whaley House, from the very first visit all the way up to eventually becoming the public mortal media face of the museum, so to speak.
Well, my first contact with the Whaley House was in November of 2000, visiting the museum with my then girlfriend and her mom. We were aware that there was some need for volunteers, and I went ahead and submitted an application and volunteered my time when I was 16 years old, and stuck around ever since.
You started here at 16.
Yeah, I was 16. I was young.
When did you discover its haunted history and reputation?
Well, then my first 2 weeks of volunteering here, I had a pretty interesting experience on the second floor.
We'd love to hear about that. What was that experience?
Well, I was giving one of my first tours, and I was talking about the nursery in particular, and we used to have dolls there. And one of the dolls began to open and close her eyes by herself. Now, of course, we are aware that some dolls are made to do that, but I wasn't sure if that was the case here. And a few weeks after that happened, upon further investigation, we found out the doll's eyes were not the kind that opened and closed. They were just painted on.
Wow, that's a great story. Now, were you questioning your own sanity at that point?
Well, growing up with the certain culture around me, I realized, well, maybe there is something beyond death. I wasn't entirely positive that what I had encountered was something paranormal. I thought maybe it was an optical illusion, maybe it was caused by the glare, I don't know. But at the end of it, I mean, other visitors saw the same thing happen after I did, and I'm pretty sure that it was something that's paranormal.
And that's coming from someone who's pretty cool about the reports of the paranormal in the house. Mm. Maybe you've heard a lot of stories and you like to be selective.
Yeah, something I always like to tell guests and visitors alike that ask me that question, you know, well, do you believe what's going on? I do believe the house is haunted. I do believe there is something else to it, not just this house, but many other locations. But, you know, you have to keep an open mind. And having said that, just don't keep your mind too open, because then your brain might fall out. So just keep that in mind as well.
Well, that's good advice for anybody that's investigating the paranormal, I think. Now, what are the most common claims of activity within the house?
The most common one is probably guests coming up to me with photographs of what they believe are ghostly images. People saying they smell Mr. Whaley's cigar smoke or Anna Whaley's lavender perfume. And then children, of course, will often say they experience, you know, some sort of interaction with a dog.
Yeah, now tell us about that. Tell us about the interaction with the dog.
Well, we'll have younger children come up and they'll start playing with something on the ground that the adults won't be able to see, but the kid will start interacting with something, and they will describe it as a black, small, maybe black and white small dog. And the family did have a small terrier, so it kind of makes sense. Adults come in here all the time and say they feel something brushing up against their legs, licking their legs, licking their toes when they're exposed. And again, we assume this is the ghost of Dolly, the family dog.
Yeah, so there's a lot of not only photographic evidence, but there's a lot of physical interaction with the Whaleys and spirits within the house.
Yeah, most people come in here and they assume, you know, if I'm going to see a ghost, and if I don't see a ghost, that means it's not haunted. And that's not always the case. You know, you might hear something, you might smell something, and in the dog's case, you might even feel something.
Let me ask you, how many people, let's say a percentage of people that come and visit the museum, come here because it's haunted versus, let's say, not knowing its haunted past and just find out when they get here that there are a lot of reports of spirit activity?
About 7 or 8 out of 10 people that come to the house will be interested in the ghosts. The other ones will be mostly in the architecture, or just people that have never heard of the house, saw it on the street and wanted to come in. But about 7 to 8 out of 10 visitors will be interested in the paranormal.
So you have a lot of international visitors here. Do you feel that there's a good number of them that come here because of the international acclaim that this house has for being haunted?
Definitely, especially now with media. You know, there's all these TV shows and radio shows like this one that cater to this sort of interest. And people from all over the world, you know, can hear about these great locations, and they, of course, will come and visit and experience them for themselves.
Speaking of television, the Whaley House management is pretty picky about who comes in and shoots within the house.
Hello.
But there have been television shows here that have come through. Give us an example of a positive experience with one of these shows. Just say who did the best job.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's a very short list.
Yeah, you know, one of the most important things that we like the shows to be aware of is that the stories will differ from person to person no matter who you ask, but the one thing that we do want to have as accurate as possible is the history of the family and the house. And they've all done a pretty good job at maintaining that. However, we did a show called My Ghost Story for A&E that did a pretty good job at, again, giving the correct history, doing the correct interview, and getting some really great footage of the house. Aside from that, I mean, the other shows that we work with have been really professional as well, but this one in particular would probably stand out the most.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you, because I saw that show, and I think one of the reasons why it was good, it's not a show that's trying to disprove or prove hauntings or trying to find evidence. It's just a show about people's experiences, which are interesting. Probably what makes it one of the better shows. Victor, have you ever been part of any evidence gathered here at the house during a tour, or maybe just when you're investigating by yourself or while you're working?
Right off the bat, I'll probably say that I don't do any investigating by myself, but I am present doing a lot of the investigations. And I think the very first time that I took part in a private tour / investigation was probably the very first time that I was surprised and excited they actually got to capture something on audio. We were on the second floor inside Anna Whaley and Mr. Whaley's bedroom, and there was two guests, one other docent and myself, and the other docent was asking questions. And you hear very clearly in the recording, you know, Anna Whaley, are you here? Thomas Whaley, are you here? I guess we're not going to know who it is. And as soon as he finishes that phrase, you hear somebody say, yes, you are. And you hear it very clearly in the recording. And of course, we played it back right away. And as soon as we heard it, we knew that it hadn't been doctored because we just listened to it right then and there. So we were pretty sure that it was something very authentic. And that's always cool when you can hear it right away and you're aware that you were present for the whole process and you know nothing was done to that audio.
Victor, let's go ahead and play that EVP and we'll present it in the classic EVP presentation style of three repeats.
Sabe que dice nada, Whaley, si me escuchas, haz algo, ¿y sí? ¿Y sí soy algo?
Sí, lo que más me llama la atención es una vez, Thomas Whaley, are you here? De hecho, te la puedo pasar si quieres ponerla en la radio.
Ah, sería bueno,
Thomas Whaley, are you here? Anna Whaley, are you here? I guess we're not going to know who it is. Yes, you are.
¿Es a poco?
Anna Whaley, are you here? I guess we're not going to know who it is. Yes, you are.
¿Es a poco?
Anna Whaley, are you here? I guess we're not going to know who it is. Yes, you are.
¿Es a poco?
Anna Whaley, are you here? I guess we're not going to know who it is. Yes, you are.
¿Es a poco?
Well, Victor, I just want to thank you for spending a couple minutes of your busy schedule today managing the house and sharing some stories and some insights to this historical landmark that's so important to San Diego and all of California, actually. It's a place that many people have heard of, but very few get to actually visit.
All right, thank you very much. You guys have been fantastic. It's been great knowing you for the last few years, and we hope to stay together for as long as we can, and maybe keep another 150 years of this house pulling through with the ghosties and all that fun stuff.